producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome, and you're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Key information to help you in the investment community, but it's not investment advice. Please keep that in mind. Hope you all had a wonderful New Year's Eve, and I sincerely hope, as does Corey, that 2016 is a great year for all of our friends out there. We're going to start out the show with one of the best technicians, a guy who's been around for an awful long time, started out, if I'm not mistaken, as a floor trader on the Pacific Stock Exchange in San Francisco, Rick Ackerman. Rick has a very, very active site where he shares his thoughts with his subscribers. Rick, we want to ask you about where you think these markets are going to go in 2016. 2015 was interesting in the sense that it basically had a flat line at the end of the year. What's going to happen in 16, in your opinion, my friend?
Well, let me say first, thanks for the kind words, Al, and let me wish all of your listeners a happy new year. I'm a little wary about 2016. I had been looking to get short into a rally as this year ended, but it just isn't happening the last couple years. If this is the Santa rally, we better hunker down in our fallout shelters when the new year begins, because even with seasonality at Category 5 hurricane force, the market still can't lift into new record territory. It's basically in the middle of a supply zone that's been building layers this entire year.
Rick, it seems like 2015, news-wise, for stocks was dominated by the high-flying stocks, also known as the FANG stocks. You've mentioned this a number of times, and the fact that the majority of stocks on the conventional markets are actually ending the year down, while these FANG stocks have kept the markets afloat and pretty much essentially helped them stay neutral. Do you think that these FANG stocks will continue to drive the markets in 2016?
I refer to the group as the lunatic stocks, and they're priced so that only the big guys can play. And they've, by consensus, said, hey, guys, we're not selling any of these stocks. We only buy them. And occasionally we'll shake down the widows and pensioners so that we can get more shares at fire sale prices. So they are 100% manipulated, and they are really a creature of institutional cash, other people's money chasing overvalued shares. But the big problem for this market has been the declining breadth. You know, we have market leadership now that has narrowed to just a few stocks. We're talking about Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Netflix. But some of the other really important stocks have dropped off that leadership list. The most significant of them is Apple. You know, Apple has been doing deals with, well, for one, Hermes. They put out a designer watch. And as I mentioned earlier, that's the kind of thing that would make Steve Jobs roll in his grave. Apple is still a big company. It's still somewhat innovative, but it's not really cutting edge as it was. There's a lot of ruin in an empire, and Apple was by no means on the road to ruin, but it's just not the world-beating company that it was before. You know, there's a good case that they should jettison the laptop market and simply focus on who knows what next, just to be the leader that they were globally. So anyway, another big locomotive for this the lunatic group was Chipotle, and you know, the stock is down about 35% for this year. If it hits my target, it'll be down 40% off its highs. So a couple of the really important stocks have dropped out of that out of the leadership, and that's been certainly hurting the broad averages.
I got to tell you, anybody who goes into one of the Chipotle stores right now and has a bite of lunch or a bite of dinner or whatever, I think is absolutely crazy, given the track record of the past few months. Rick, let's go over, if you don't mind, over to the energy sector. You know, we have seen in 2015 a major drop in the price of oil, whether you're measuring it on West Texas or whether you're measuring it by Brent. Is that going to continue in your mind, and why in 2016?
Well, absolutely. You know, if you go over the interviews we've done over the last year, I've been mega bearish on crude oil prices, and I've been predicting under 30 bucks a barrel since crude was at 50, and even when it rallied to $60 over the time of my forecast, I stuck to my guns. I still think it's going under 30 and maybe as low as $22-$23 a barrel. Your biggest marginal buyer of your consumer of energy is China, and I think that China is in something worse than a slowdown. It could be a full-bore implosion. So with China at the margin slowing in its energy purchases, the demand simply isn't there to push oil higher. And on any given day, there's never a shortage of stories that explain why, you know, oil is bottoming here and why it's going to take off. That could occur at any time for short squeeze reasons, but the supply-demand picture remains very bearish for crude.
There is just so much negative news and fundamentals, especially in the supply and demand area for crude, that I can understand why investors are bearish, and it does make sense why oil drops so much when you hear about the simple oversupply of oil out there. Rick, if the price of oil does stay low, let's say maybe in the 20s, but at least stays in the 30s for a number of months longer, what countries do you think are impacted most negatively by this?
Well, the whole world, really, because the softness in crude prices is really the, you know, ground zero of global deflation. And, you know, it's been a long time since everybody was out there praying for higher crude oil prices. But right now you see them going down, and it just it makes it pretty obvious that the central banks and all their efforts to inflate have failed. So, you know, the one market bigger than crude that's going to make that point even more bluntly is the strong dollar. So I think just as we see crude going down, we'll see the dollar continue to strengthen.
The weakness in the American economy, and the American economy, you know, vacillates between, you know, being the prettiest pig in the barnyard, for lack of better terms, and people saying, yeah, we are in trouble. But I'm not surprised that the markets are where they are right now, because overall history is going to paint certainly 2015 as being a year of weakness in the economies around the world. I don't think there's any question about that. And here we have fundamentals definitely coming back into play, because they are the reason that the markets are where they are right now. Any comments on that, Rick?
Well, even in the you know, the currency markets, and you see market forces really outweighing anything that the Federal Reserve and the central banks can throw against them. You know, by the time we got to this feeble token tightening in December, the markets had already made the adjustment, but the markets will continue to adjust. That's one reason I'm very bullish on long-term treasuries. I see a global slowdown as feeding into U.S. Treasury paper, and I've got an interest rate target on the 30-year of 1.64%, which would be about half of the recent peak. So that's where I think you should put your money right now, and it's a pretty easy place to be. Yeah, we have days like a couple days ago when the bonds got absolutely slaughtered, but you have to look at those as buying opportunities.
Well, Rick, it seems like 2016 again is going to be dominated by news coming out of the central banks around the world. What's the Fed going to do? Are they going to keep on raising rates? What's China? What is Europe going to do? They continue to be the major players on investors' minds, and I think rightfully so. Rick, always enjoy chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back with some more commentary. Looking forward to 2016.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the KE Report, Al and I are chatting with Valentin Schmidt, the business editor of the Epoch Times. Valentin, I like talking with you about what is going on in China. China's had a big year this year. They went through a pretty significant market correction. They unpegged the yen from the dollar and also got their currency included in the SDR over at the IMF. In your eyes, which of these stories, if any, were the most significant of 2015?
To be honest, I just published a piece saying was 2015 a historic turning point for the Chinese economy, and I honestly think it was. All of the things you said are huge. You didn't mention a huge slowdown going on. So you have a couple of factors basically battling each other. So the Chinese, they know they have to reform if they want to go to the next level. This means really unpeg. I mean, technically the dollar is still pegged to the yuan. So really unpeg the currency, let interest rates be determined by the market, stop all the cronyism and corruption, et cetera, and just basically become a normal country. Now, they really wanted to do that. Part of that, you know, being more international. So they finally got the boost from the IMF, which basically endorses the whole economy and economic strategy. And the IMF is often wrong, but just, you know, they're not always right. As a matter of fact, mostly they're wrong, but they have endorsed China now. They've included the RMB, so that's a big boost. But on the other hand, you have just this massive slowdown, basically, where the old economy of investment spending is just not happening, and manufacturing is just not happening anymore. Like, those sectors are probably in recession, not growing nowhere near the 7%. And then they got cold feet, basically, and said, okay, great. Well, reform is great, but, what if our economy crashes and the people, and there's going to be unemployment, and the people will be upset because the Communist Party still thinks that it has to stay in power. So you have to understand that the CCP maximizes its economic and policy according to how it can stay in power. Nothing else matters. Not like because if they truly were hell-bent on reform, then they would also risk a political reform, but they don't want to risk that. So they've actually, at the end of the year, gone back to old school stimulus. China is now running a fiscal deficit on a local and a central government basis that's unheard of. So they're forcing the local governments to invest again, which is basically useless. It's wasted money, but it generates growth, it generates employment. Then the currency. So one of it is flexibilization. The second part of it is devaluation, joining the currency wars. Not because exports contribute a lot to growth. They don't anymore, but it's still, there's millions, almost 100 million people still working in the export sector. So they want to keep those people employed. So, and also, like, when it comes to the workings of the market, I mean, you saw the stock market this year where basically the bubble was engineered. And then if they really wanted reform and let the market work, then you also have to have a good old-fashioned crash. Well, they didn't want that. They started arresting people. They started basically forcing people to buy or force them to not sell, you know, basically widespread market manipulation. So when push comes to shove, China is still not letting markets functioning. That's for the currency today. I wrote an article about how they basically suspended foreign banks from trading in the currency. They asked banks to disclose the names of clients because they want them to stop selling yuan. So they are still manipulating everything. When push comes to shove, they don't care about reform. They just want to have their grip on power. Now, the other thing that you didn't mention is the capital outflow. So together with the slowdown and the mismanagement of the economy, both Chinese and international investors are getting their money out. My calculations say there's probably $1 trillion of capital that left China in 2015. Official foreign exchange sales have been around $350 billion, which is unheard of because the last two decades it only went up. So that's obviously putting pressure on the currency. And one thing's got to give, because you can't have a stable exchange rate, independent monetary policy, which they're also using to stimulate the economy, and a closed capital account, which they use to still control its citizens. One thing you have to let go, and it seems at this moment they're sacrificing the form of the capital account for a stable exchange rate and independent monetary policy. So for me, China has been 2015 has been absolutely huge. But you still have the two battling forces. You have the old power interests, the old economy they don't want to let go. And then you have the baby steps into the new economy and some big steps like the ascension of the yuan into the SDR and the reforms. But, I mean, whatever happens, we have seen the, I mean, probably already in 2014, 2013, we have seen the top-end Chinese growth. And unless they restructure their huge debt and really make the next step towards an innovative society, a society that encourages risk-taking and innovation, they're not going to grow for the next 10, 20 years, period.
Where's all this going to lead to, in your opinion, Valentin?
I'm going to put out this theory here, which I've been talking about for a long time. I could say, you know, the safe bet is, okay, so you've got a truckload of bad debt. So basically, if you want to keep the existing power system, you're just going to let the debt rot and be like Japan for 20, 25 years. You're not going to grow. Very simple. Because your resources, you wasted too much capital. Now, I'm much more in favor of a solution that basically says Beijing, either they lose control and the people will take control. So you have a reform of the political system. There could be, you know, the CCP could just throw in the towel. That would be great too. Or the people lose control. And if you have reform of the political system, then you can basically reform the whole old economy as well and say, okay, we screwed up. We've racked up 30 trillion in debt. We're just going to write it off. And then we're going to really go for the reform. And then you could have them growing at 5-10% in 2 or 3 years again after deep recession.
So, Valentin, how do you think, I guess in 2016, the People's Bank of China reacts to what the U.S. is doing and also what's happening domestically?
Quickly, yeah. I mean, they're going to try to preserve the status quo basically by letting the exchange rate go down. They're going to manage the drop, so they're going to keep selling foreign exchange reserves. When they sell foreign exchange reserves, they have to make up for it by injecting liquidity in the domestic market to stimulate the old economy. So they're going to keep on doing that until something is going to give. And maybe it's going to be 2016, I don't know, but I expect something to happen, fairly big to happen in the next 1 or 2 years.
All right, there you have it from Valentin Schmidt over at the Epoch Times. No doubt that China had, I would say, one of the most interesting years of any country out there because of their currency moves, their political actions. I think 2016, we will actually see what plays out from all these actions, and if the country can survive with a slower growth rate, the argument is that they are moving towards a more service-based economy rather than the manufacturing, but there are tough times that come from that, and the question is whether they can sustain it. Thanks for your time, Valentin. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We have Chris Temple with us. Chris is a regular part of our team. He does daily editorial with us every day, which we thank him very much for doing, as do all of our listeners. Chris, kind of the theme of the show today is looking ahead to where folks, experts like yourself, feel the market is going to go in 2016, this new year. What are your thoughts, man?
Well, I'll tell you, it's fashionable this time of year to make outlandish predictions. The gold bug is saying that this is finally going to be the year that gold bottoms and goes to 5,000 an ounce. People are saying that oil is going to bottom this year and take off, or the stock market's finally going to turn around, or conversely, that this is the year that the Fed just can't keep it together any longer and we're going to see things crash. My attitude is simply that we are going to see in 2016 more of what we saw in 2015, but with perhaps a bigger downward bias thanks to the Federal Reserve and its alleged or theoretical tightening or normalizing campaign that it's embarked on. It's going to be a very subdued year. I don't think you're going to see the major indices do a whole lot positive. We may actually see overall the major indices drop in 2016, though I'm not necessarily predicting a crash. You know, it's always an ever-present possibility. I don't think we're necessarily going to see that. And it's really going to be an unexciting year. As I said earlier this week, during one of those daily editorials, I think, frankly, that the world that we're entering is far more like the world that I started with in this industry 35 years ago, where you actually had to think. You actually had to realize that you've got to kick the tires on stocks that you buy. You're not buying lottery tickets. You're buying parts of companies. You've got to, you know, use some common sense and look at the world around us. It really is becoming an environment, again, where if you do your homework and you understand the big picture and how the world is changing and evolving, and you invest your money accordingly, I think you will do well this next year, despite the fact that I think the market, you know, if you're in the garden variety mutual fund or index fund, you're going to be very unhappy, I think, at the end of 2016.
Now, Chris, overall, I think there's a lot of negative aspects that we can talk about in the market and in the economy. But even in a market that's moving down, there are still areas to make money, and especially in specific stocks, just like there was in 2015, even when we saw the majority of stocks close the year negative. Where do you think the opportunities are going to be in 2016?
Well, first of all, Corey, in one broad sense, I believe, and we've seen some glimmers of this, especially with utility stocks late in 2015, very late in 2015, that interest rate sensitive stocks generally, I think, are going to do very well. I said before the Fed even hiked interest rates that if they did it, the market was going to be surprised, because long-term rates not only won't go up appreciably, but you're going to see the yield curve flatten. That's already happened. And I don't care what scenario you look at, I think that that's going to continue into next year. So a lot of good utilities, real estate investment trusts, other areas, later perhaps some of the energy and MLP stocks that are out there that have got beaten half to death in 2015, they're going to be pretty good places for the conservative or income part of your portfolios. I think utilities and REITs pretty immediate this year, and again later for the energy stocks. So that's one area I'd look at is interest rate sensitive things. Secondly, even though I think we're still not quite out of the woods as far as the oil situation is concerned, which continues to go from bad to worse, nevertheless, I think there are some areas in energy. I'm table pounding bullish on uranium. We talked about this last week. And I think that people are going to start waking up to that story. That will get additional fuel, pardon the pun, when by the end of 2016, and I can't tell you what month this is going to happen, but if this is going to be a process, we will get to where oil is finally bottomed, and more so by the end of the year, as I've said a few times recently, to where we realize, holy cow, this was all a mirage and we never had all of these endless shale oil and gas reserves to begin with, certainly not at anything near the prices that as they've come to be. And so I think we're going to see more destruction of production, more evaporation of reserves and reserve bases for companies that were never there. And that's going to give us a lot different outlook on energy by the end of 2016. So again, the timing may be affected by any number of things, how quickly some other companies go bankrupt, any black swan events in the Middle East, this craziness out of Saudi Arabia that we've talked about recently. But that's going to be, before 2016 is over, another big investment story is that it probably will be back up to truck time again for some of the better energy stocks. Apart from that, as I've said many times, just ask yourself, what do you see around you? You know, my Renter Nation theme, the new normal theme, healthcare. There, you know, hospital stocks were beaten up in this last year, and I think that was overdone. So I think that there's plenty of places to go, but again, people need to go back to old-fashioned investing values if they're going to do well and have positive portfolio performances in 2016.
Chris, what about the tech sector? The tech sector has been on, I think, a lot of investors' minds for the last number of years. We keep on seeing IPOs and even takeovers at hundreds of millions to billion-dollar valuations. Do you see this continuing into 2016?
Well, look, technology is always changing, Corey. There's always new innovation. There's always needs for information technology, cloud computing, protection from cyber attacks. I think that the latter part of 2015, when we saw a lot of the cybersecurity stocks and that area beaten up, I think that was overdone. There are opportunities there as well. So generally speaking, going forward, yes, I think there are some opportunities there. But again, you're going to have to be selective. Don't just go out and throw your money if, you know, the triple Qs and think you're going to have a good year.
Given the state of the markets, now is the time to really plan for the future. And you have to look at the markets that you think are going to turn around, because they have to in the future. And I got to tell you, my number one choice right now in that area, I certainly wouldn't be a short-term investor in this particular segment, but I certainly would be a long-term investor, and that is energy. Any type of energy, I think if you can give it 4 or 5 years or 3 years, I think you're going to have a winning trade on your hands.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And you're going to have to be selective again for the time
being. Sure, yeah, of course you are, yeah.
But this will turn around.
How quickly do you think it can turn around? Do you think it can really catch people on the wrong side if they aren't already invested before the turnaround happens?
That's possible. That type of a thing, Corey, would probably because of some black swan event. You know, the Saudi's king gets whacked, for instance, by one of his countrymen who doesn't understand why he has to live with less just because Saudi Arabia wants to try and fight this battle against his competitors. Mm-hmm. As far as oil thing. I mean, we talked about this recently. It's always something that has been in the back of people's minds where energy is concerned, is that if Saudi Arabia ever is toppled or ever goes or ever is moved out of, generally speaking, at least the Western column, then you've got an entirely different world. And those odds just went up significantly. Am I saying it's going to happen? No, I don't know. But the odds of an accident or an assassination or some black swan event happening just went up. And that would be the thing that would catch people offside. Otherwise, this is going to be an evolving process in 2016 for enough production capacity to get squeezed out to bring a reliable bottom in oil and set the stage for the turnaround later.
Chris, it's always enjoyable chatting with you, and I think 2016 will be interesting from the aspect that 2015, we've definitely seen a trend change from kind of what investors were used to over the last 4 or 5 years of markets moving straight up. We're seeing commodities get hit even harder, reaching some levels that are quite shocking in some people's eyes, and the conventional market ending the year pretty much even. That's a different sign altogether.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We've got Rick Rule with us. You know, we're going to talk a little bit with Rick, who's, in our opinion, the foremost authority when it comes to the resource sector. Been in the business an awful long time at a very, very successful level. Rick, 2015 was disappointing for resource investors, whether they were involved in the physical metals themselves or whether they were involved in the securities associated with the physical metals. What was your take?
One would have hoped, as a consequence of studying economics, that the lower prices for resource commodities would have led to a utility-driven recovery, which is to say that the price of something which has fallen dramatically has more utility to consumers simply as a function of its price. An example of that would be the uptick in gasoline demand in the United States, as an example, with a lower gasoline price. But the truth is, on a global basis, demand recovery as a consequence of declining resource prices did not occur, nor did demand recovery occur in other aspects of capital goods spending on a worldwide basis, which would suggest that the economy on a worldwide basis, not just the resource economy, is very tepid.
Now, Rick, if we're talking about, well, supply and demand here, if we don't think that demand is going to pick up, especially when you look at international concerns and just the general slowdown that we're seeing around the world, how does supply need to change in terms of decreasing to get the price higher?
Well, supply destruction is the way that you resolve any bear market where demand creation doesn't take place. And we saw supply destruction, of course, across a variety of resource commodities, beginning at the end of the great bull market in the 1970s, that is beginning sort of 82, and ending, I would suggest, in 2001. That was a very long period of supply destruction resources. The resolution of that was, of course, the economic recovery that began in 2002. And the response that we saw to supply destruction was evidenced in things like the copper price, which advanced from a low of 62 cents to a high of $4.50. The uranium price, which recovered from a low of $7 or $8 to $130. I would suspect if we are in for supply destruction that we have at least a year, but much more likely 2 years of very ugly action in the industrial materials markets, that is oil and gas, base metals, non-ferrous metals, coal, and things like that. The upshot of that, of course, is that looking further out, the longer that industries are in liquidation, the longer that you go cannibalizing resource industry balance sheets, the deeper the company's inability to maintain production or adjust production to new pricing levels, and ultimately the more dramatic the price rebound in the commodity. The truth, as we've tried to say to our customers, is that 2016 is not likely to be a pleasant year. But the longer that we go with industries producing goods for a higher price than they sell them, the more dramatic the ultimate price recovery is going to be. My suspicion is that while 2016 may not be pleasant, and in fact 2017 may not be pleasant, 5 years from now, we will look back at today, both in terms of commodities prices and commodities equities prices, and say, boy, these were the good old days.
A five-year time horizon is a ways out there. What befuddles me a little bit, Rick, I got to tell you, is the fact that we have geopolitical events, the likes of which I have never seen as long as I've been in the industry, and I started in 1982. And as negative as some of them are, and as conducive as some of them should have been for an increase in the price of gold of late anyway, it just hasn't happened.
I think a 30-year bull market in bonds has taught investors, mistakenly I believe, to view the 10-year U.S. Treasury as the instrument of choice for the flight to quality. Mm-hmm. I personally believe that a decrease in the prime rate from nearly 15% to below 2% suggests that a 30-year bond bull market is fairly close to its end, and I don't suspect
one would think
that people who believe in the continued hegemony of the U.S. 10-year Treasury as the instrument of quality, I don't think that's going to have a happy ending for them. But the truth is that a trend in motion stays in motion until it ends. And my own suspicion that a bond bull market was over 2 years ago proved to be very, very wrong. I know that people's expectation of the future is set by their experience in the immediate past.
Mm-hmm.
And the performance in the immediate past, I'm talking about the last 5 years, has been that almost irrespective of the competition, that the U.S. dollar has been strong and U.S. sovereign savings instruments have had almost hegemonistic control on markets. And I believe, as I said on your show before, that gold won't win the war against the U.S. 10-year Treasury, but it will lose it less badly. And that, I think, in and of itself would do fairly dramatic things to the gold price.
Rick, what I think is important to consider when you are looking internationally is there are always going to be countries that are in turmoil, and you can always look for negatives out there. And quite honestly, when you look around the world right now, there are a number of struggling countries. And I like to look at what's going on economically. I also like to look at what's going on in their financial worlds, because I find that to be very important when you are investing. And right now, when you look at economically around the world, a lot of people are arguing that we are in a deflationary period, which you really can't deny when you look at commodities. The people that argue for an inflationary period say that this is all being geared, all this money printing has been focused on the equity markets. Now, with the money printing off the table in the U.S., at least for now, and a potential increase rise coming throughout 2016, four potentially, do you think that we might see inflation come back on the table in a more broader scope?
I don't know. I think in terms of the scope that I follow, which is commodity prices, and I can't speak to the broad economy, that supply destruction will take care of the problem, however messily. I'm also not certain that we're going to see the end of money printing. The idea that the Fed controls the interest rate in a variety of fashions is true. It isn't impossible that the Fed could raise interest rates at the same time that they continue quantitative easing. Remember that the Fed rate is a reference point, and that money printing really has to do with them printing money to buy existing Treasury securities off the market. And it isn't hard to believe that they could maintain both of those operations simultaneously. What will be of more interest, I think, is will they be able to maintain confidence in U.S. Treasury securities in the face of both printing them and the continuing budget deficit on balance sheet liabilities and off balance sheet liabilities faced by the American state. I think that's a much more difficult act to maintain, although I must say I give them incredible credit for the confidence that they have managed to enjoy since 2008. You'll recall as late as 2011, the narrative was, you know, with $16 trillion in on-balance sheet liabilities and $65 trillion in off-balance sheet liabilities, that there was no way that those debts in aggregate were serviceable, and hence the U.S. dollar and U.S. treasuries were overpriced. Fast forward to today, and we don't have $16 trillion in on-balance sheet liabilities anymore. We have $19 trillion. And we don't have $50 trillion in off-balance sheet liabilities. We have $90 trillion or some number like that. The idea that the on-balance sheet and off-balance sheet liabilities, which have grown substantially, are substantially more serviceable now than then is sort of farcical. But the truth is there's more confidence in the U.S. dollar and more confidence in the hegemony of U.S. sovereign debt than there was then. And that's a mystery to me.
Well, the reality of the non-serviceability that you just mentioned is very, very interesting simply because, number one, I would say probably less than 3% of Americans are as privy to the knowledge that you and I are, or the Corey is for that matter. And when I say privy to the knowledge, anybody can get whatever information they want, not knowledge, but information. But the fact of the matter is, I would bet that 97% of the people in the U.S. simply choose to not think about it. They simply choose to believe that, you know, if it appears to be not broken, let's not worry about fixing it. And that's where I think the real crux of the problem is, and if, in fact, down the road there is a huge meltdown, which I think there probably will be at some point in time, just based on economic fundamentals, you know, 97% of the American people are going to get caught totally off guard, as a very large percentage of people were caught totally off guard in the late 20s, early 30s.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.